And you're not oivir. Mishum ba'yiro ba'yimotze and Pesach. Because it's bottle to the kli. What about the mokim she'no su lechazik? What about if it's on the sides of the kli? Not on the bottom. You don't have to ask for strength there. Then we say choytzitz. It's called the chatzit. It's not bottle to the kli. You're not allowed to put it into the mikvah the way it is if it's tamei. The oivir, and you oivir ba'yiro ba'yimotze. It's not bottle to the kli. It's considered you have chometz in your house on Pesach. Now it says clearly, when is this said? The pochos mikizayis. This is only said if you have pochos mikizayis. Then we say that pochos mikizayis, if it's on the bottom of the kli, it's bottle to the kli. But if it's on the side of the kli, it's not bottle to the kli. It's not bottle. Even a pochos mikizayis, if it's on the side of the kli, it's not a mokum masu mechazik, it's not bottled to the kli, and you're over by your own by your motzei, and who are then, if it's tamei, you're not allowed to be table in the mikvah the way it is. Avo be kezayis, but let's say you have a kezayis worth of chametz, of dough, at any one place in the kli, even if it's on the bottom on the mokum masu mechazik, still we say that afilu be mokum masu mechazik is chaytzitz. It's called a chatzitza, it's not bottled to the kli, you cannot be table in the mikvah. Who adin v'yoyver, and who adin yoyver, v'ayiro v'ayimotze, for Pesach. That since you have a kezayis at any one part of the kli, it's definitely not bottled to the kli, and it's considered you have chametz in your house for Pesach, that you have to be m'vayir. So if you have the Gemara, l'chur kashin adodi, l'chur these two brises are still adodi, then the chlamot, these two lashons before we have are still adodi. So manasha, who do we hold like? You bring me now good rayas like both of them, but l'chur they both can't be true, l'chur it's a stira. So like kash, like who do we hold like? Now that he asked me this kasha, they have a riot for both of them, but who should we hold like? Yeah, against the Gemara, he has the kasha, Kshayin Hadodi, Churitz Estira, these two memories. So first the Gemara says, Omer Rav Huna, Sami Kilta Makmei Chamirta. Take away the first brisa, the first lushin, which is more kal, more lenient, rather learn the second one, which is more chomer, more strict. So Rashi says, "Kilto machme chamirto kamaisa." Take away the first one. The Eina Mishnah, that is not the Iker, since it's more lenient. It's a Sofik now. It's a Sofik Yisid Yiraisa. The Chur will go lechumram and hold like the second lotion. Rav Yisumar says, "Rav Yosef Omar Tanoi Shakalto Mialma Tanoihi." In other words, you're looking for Tanoim. You want to say it's a stira, one's a stira to the other? No. I tell you, they are two different mandiyomim, they're two different tanoim. Like you're looking for tanoim, alfwanya tanoim. Rashi says, Rav Yosef Omar Tavayu is naibe medrosha, who mishnehain, but tanoim nino pligi bohochim. It's taka both a remis, the two different tanoim, and there's a machlaikis. Rashi says, tanoim shakat locho miyalmo, tloy mishkachas tanoim de pligi bohochim. To comrade Sami, the ain't a Mishnah. Like, since you can't find any machlokes tanoim, you have to say one is wrong, take it out. No, they're both hemis. And there's a machlokes tanoim. Where's the machlokes tanoim? The mother Tanya, we learned like this. Hapas sheifsha. If you have bread that became spoiled, ifsha means it came very stale, very old, and it's ifsha. Is chayiv levayir. Still, you have to destroy it from before Pesach. You can't keep it in your house over Pesach. Why? I lechur right now. You're not going to eat it. Bevnei sheroyu lesoicha kol lechameya bo kame isos acheres. Because you could soicha kol, you could like grind it down, or lechameya bo and use it like for sourdough to make other doughs rise. Lechameya bo kame isos acheres. You can make other doughs rise. If you put some of this bread inside that dough, it'll make it rise. Like you put yeast inside the dough, it makes it rise. So since it's still usable, it's still considered chametz and it's chayav levayu. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Weimer, b'meh devar ma'murim, when do we say this halacha? That it's called, you have a chiyus from levayu, this chametz, b'mekuyemes liachila. If it's oimet, still teed it. You're still going to use it for the purpose of eating it. Avol kopas sor. But let's say you have like a barrel, a whole bunch of sourdough, of dough. Sheyachto liyeshiva, you set it aside now to use it like a chair. In other words, you're not going to use this for eating anymore, but now rather you're going to use it to be a chair to sit on. Sheyachto liyeshiva. It's botla. It's botla means it's not called chametz anymore, and you do not have a chiyuv to mevayir it. You don't have to get rid of it from your house before Pesach. So, the more midam Rav Shimon ben Elazar, botla, since Rav Shimon ben Elazar says the second chiddush, so we have this big piece of dough that your miyachad, you set it aside now, just use for sitting, and not for eating anymore, it loses its shein chometz, that you do not have to destroy it before Pesach, michlal utzaraya, the Tanakam mesova, loy batlo. The Tanakam holds, no, even this is aser. He holds, kol zaman apash, ibn apash, ifsho, still it's mechuyiv to mevayir. So, Alma, what do you seek? Sovar. Kol kezayis, as long as you have the size of a kezayis worth of the dough, is afagav du mavatl, even though you're mavatl, you don't want to use it for eating anymore. You want to use it to sit on. Loy bottle? No, it's not sit a bottle. So that's how machlek is here also. The second time before we had the second din, uluchumra, to say anytime you have a kezayis, it's not bottle, there's a chiyah by your own, by your motzah, it goes according to our Tanakhan here. A kolzman, there's a kezayis, it's not bottle, it always has a shem chometz. Mashenka in the first sheet to before, goes according to Reb Shimon ben Elazar, that holds no, even though you have a size of a kezayis of chometz, of dough, but if you set it aside not to use it for the purpose of eating, but rather for the purpose of sitting on, that sitted is bottle, and therefore you don't have to be mevayir. So that's pshat in the first Tana before. So Churu Kisi, you see, is a machlokes hanoyim here. Rashi says, Botlo, al me'ikah that really somebody holds, afilu kezayis, even if you have a kezayis of dough. Mechi mevato lo, when you mevato, like here, you're setting aside for sitting, not eat it, is bottle, it loses its shem chometz. O masnitsa kemaisa, the first bright source, the toni nami, b'moka masu in the chazak, afilu kezayis bottle, is abshim ben alozehi. The chivun enu mekuyemes lachila botlo. Once it's on the bottom part of the areva, of this kneading dough, kneading pan, that you for sure wanted to stay there to be mechazek the kli, so you mevatel it no more to use for eating, but rather to let it stay by the kli, therefore it becomes bottle, and then nachanami, you don't have to be mevayir it. So chura, that's the first time, it goes according to Reb Shimon ben Elazar. Yes, so far we have a machlokes tanoim, what will be the din if you have the size of the kezayis of chometz, that set aside not to be used for eating, is it bottle? Or else no, at the first Tanakama holds, it's not bottle. That any time you have a pas, even though it's ifsha, still it's chayiv levayir. So Mar says like this. Omalei Abaye, so Abaye answers back, Tiratzta b'kezayis. True, you answered the machlokes between the two braises before, what will be the din by kezayis? That the first brisa said even a kezayis is bottle, and the second brisa said no, kezayis is never bottle. So good, you explained it to machlokes anoyim. Of the pochus mekezayis mitaratzto, but how did you answer the stira about pochus mekezayis? That the first brisa said pochus mekezayis is always bottle. It's even bottle on the sides of the kli, and the second brisa said no, a pochus mekezayis is only bottle where on the bottom of the kli. But on the sides of the kli, even a kezayis is not bottle. So where do you have a head for this machlokes about pochus mekezayis? Yeah, like Rashi explains, that even according to Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Rashi says, L'shamin l'Rabbi Shimon, t'meikel ela b'sheinu m'kiyemes l'chilo. He's only meikel, if you know for sure, it's not on mitid anymore, this dough. Avo b'mekiyemes l'chilo, l'shamin. But once the dough is omit to still be used for eating, he doesn't make any chilek to shon le ben kezayis apokos mekezayis. So chur, if the dough is only on the sides of the kli, it's not on the bottom or sun lechazik, so you have das eventually to take it off there. So the question is then, why does the first braisa hold that apokos mekezayis is bottle even on the sides of the kli? The chur, since it's something you still use to eat, so why is the bottle? Chur, to still become chometz, it should still be us to keep. So this we didn't answer yet. How come the first time the first brice holds a pochus mekezayis is bottle even on the sides of the kli? So Gemara answers like this. So Gemara says, Elo ho v'ho Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. I'll tell you really, both brices go according to Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. For like Kasha, and there's no stira, that each brice is talking about a different part of the kli. Ho b'mokam lisha, ho shaloi b'mokam lisha. One brice is talking about b'mokam lisha, and one brice is talking about shalei b'mokam lisha. Now lisha, that's like the parts of the kli that's used while you're kneading the dough, which means the size of the kli. The size of the kli also you use. Of asuyin lechazik, that's a svara, a special svara on the bottom of the kli. The bottom of the kli, that's what gets the pressure from the weight on top coming down. So really we're coming out now, there are three parts to the kli. There's the bottom of the kli, which that is called asuyin lechazik. With this pressure coming down, then there's a svara, you want it to stay there, it should become bottle to the kli. Then there's bemakom lisha, that's the sides of the kli, that sometimes when you're kneading, the dough goes on the sides of the kli. And then there's a third part, the top of the kli, that bechlal you never use b'shas kneading the dough. Yes, let's see Rashi. The Rashi explains it. Rashi says, "Lohav horab Shimon ben Eloza, v'lekasha kam b'mokam lisha, kan shle b'mokam lisha." So Rashi says, "Mas nisin bas raisa, the second raisa that was more chumra, loy kori mokam shein osun lechazik, ela mokam sheinoy mokam lisha, klal kagoyin shofahel yoyna." You know what it means? The top part of the kli. Avol defanas, the sides of the kli, that's already called kori mokam osun lechazik. That's the mokum that you use to when you need the dough. Well, Kamaisa, the first price is talking about curry after fanis mokum shein osu lechazik. He calls even the sides, that's not called osu lechazik. V'yafagadim mokum lishu, it's a place where you need the dough. Well, mokum osu lechazik, what is he called? Lechazik? Curry shalayim, that's the bottom of the kli. V'ochikom, this is what the two prices mean, that they don't argue. Tanakama b'mokum osu lechazik going shalayim. The Tanakam, the first one's talking about the mamish, the bottom of the kli. Sheh mekablon es hamayim, that's the place the mamish receives the pressure of the water. There we say afilu kizayis ain't a waiver. Even if you have a kizayis dough there, it's bottled to the kli. What about mokim sheinosun lechazik mayim going to fanais? But what's not called holding the pressure? That's the sides. That's the mokim lishu. For lav mokim mayim is not a place of the mokim. That's chaitzis for yoiver. But less than a kezayis is not chaytz, that's bottled to the sides of the kli. Even the mahani port lechazik isa, since it helps a little bit, shemeshavshafin veloshin shom, since you need there, so this little bit dough does help to make it strong, so pochus mekezayis is bottled there. What about the Rishloi b'mokam lisha goin shofel yoyne, the top part of the kli altogether? Layari haitana, we're not talking about that midi. Even the first tan is moida, that on the top of the kli that you don't use it all for mokam lisha, even a little bit of dough, even less than the kezayis, is not bottle. Now, so therefore, the first brace is talking about the bottom of the kli mamish is even bottle of kezayis. The sides of the kli is only bottle pochas mekezayis. Now, Tana Bas for second brace, Ochikoma. Mokam osu lechazik itza goin defanas. He's talking about the sides, the walls. Is einoy chaytzes pochas mekezayis. It's very good. What's not chaytzes? What's bottle only pochas mekezayis? But a kezayis is not bottle. Because the first time is also moided to that. Because he was talking about the bottom of the kli altogether. But so they're all masking to the same sheetis. That the bottom of the kli, mama shall tell you, even a kezayis is bottle. The size of the kli, it depends. If it's pochus mi kezayis, it is bottle. Or kezayis is not bottle. And the top of the kli, there even a pochus mi kezayis is not bottle. So the two brises are not choice of one to the other. But rather, the first brice is talking about all the way the bottom of the kli and the size of the kli. And the second brice is talking about the size of the kli and the top of the kli. Therefore, there's no steamer. So Mara says like this. So Mara says, Omer Rav Ashi, Loi Taima, don't say, Shalai b'mokam lisha, what's not called the mokam lisha, what's the part that even the first time is moida, it's not bottle. Agaba the yagna, maybe it only means the back of the kli like. Avala shifta the yagna, mamash the top rim, is maybe it is called, maybe avala shifta, let's say, you know, don't say that shalai b'mokam lisha only means the outside of the rim. The avala shifta the yagna, even the top part of the rim is also called the part that's not used. For the mob shita, Maldatayim, I would think Zimna Diyate for Mamtilos, and sometimes when you're kneading, the dough does reach to even the top portion of the rim. Kavashmullah, no. That the top part of the rim already is called like out of the kli, and therefore any little bit is not bottled. Even Pochos Mikazayas is not bottled there, and that's when it's Chayel Levayah. Omer Rav Nachman, Omer Rav, Halacha Kriya Bishim Ben Elozer. We pass like Bishim Ben Elozer, that if you have this dough that's set aside for sitting, not for eating, there's no chiyuv beer, there's no bayro by Yemotza and Pesach. For the more any, that's not pshat, Rav didn't pass like this. V'om Rav Yitzchok Arashi, Omer Rav, im tach ponel betit botlo. If you smear the face of the dough, im tach ponel betit, if you smear the face of the dough with, you smear it with something, then we say botlo. Of a tach in loy tach loy. It's only if you smear the dough with something to show, like you put some shellac on top. You do something to it to show you want to use it now for yeshiva, for sitting. But if you don't put anything on top of it, just you set aside for it, it's not bottle. And before Rabbi Shimon Allah holds it's bottle, just the fact you set it aside for Easter sitting. The one that learned that Rav said Allah is like Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar did not see over the second Allah from Rav. And the one that said over the second Allah from Rav, Hanachnami holds that Rav never passed on Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. And he could yarn me some secular like this. Omer Rav Nachman Omer Rav. Ain Halach Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. If I care that Rav does not pass on Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Sandal Ben be very good. Rav Shimon ben Elazar Halach is any time you have this dough that's set aside for sitting, not for eating, automatically it's bottled the shame Isa, and there's no din by Rav by Imotzei. But Rav Paskins, no. Only in Tach Poneh, you smear something on top of it. So the Gemara. Yeah, that was the list of what he could, the army that Rav Rav Shimon, ain't a lot of Rav Shimon ben Elazar. The Yom Rav Yitzchak Rashi, Yom Rav, in Tach Poneh, but it bottle. It's only because your Tach Poneh is a bottle. Yom Rav Nachman, Yom Shmuel. If you have two pieces of dough, each one is left in a kazayis on two different parts of this areva, two different parts of this kneading pan. For chutzal betzik b'neim, and there's attached, there's one little string of dough attaching one to the other. So the locher is royin. We look koshilu yinot lachut. If you could pick up this little dough in between that's attaching the two pieces, for nitoni moi, and with picking up this middle piece, you could pick up both sides to it, then chayiv levayir. Then we consider as if you have one piece of a kezayis of dough, that the locher is not bottled to the kli, and you have to be mevayir. Again, this is talking about the sides of the kli. But there we say, only if you have a kezayis, it's not bottled. But less than a kezayis is bottled. So even though these two pieces are less than a kezayis, but since there's one piece in between connecting the two, that makes it like a kezayis. V'yim lav, let's say you pick up the middle piece and the other two did not come with it, then we say ein chayiv levayir. Omar, because then it's considered like less than a kezayis, so there's no chayiv beer to destroy it as long as it's on the sides of the kli. Omar Ula, so Ula said lo yamor nela bareva. There's only talking about in this kneading pan that we say if you have two chatzoyi zaysim, they're not mitzarif and you don't have to be mevayir them. Avo babayis, let's say in your house you have two different pieces of dough, each one less than a kezayis, chayiv levayir. Then we consider as if it's one kezayis of dough, and you have to be levayir it. So the Marmai Taima, what's the reason why? The zimnin bekonish lu, v'nafle gabi adodi. Because sometimes, like when you're sweeping your house, the two pieces of dough will come together, and they'll come together, they'll fall together, so like the zimnin, sometimes the konish, you'll gather them together, v'nafle gabi adodi, they'll fall together, and therefore, it's still like you have a kezayis at one time, and you have a chayiv to levayir it. He destroy it before Pesach. Omar Ula said, "Boy, even my Rovin, that you saw the Chodesh Shaila. Bayis v'aliyu mahu. What about if you have an apartment downstairs and an apartment upstairs, and you have a chatzis zayis upstairs of dough and a chatzis zayis of downstairs of dough? Are we afraid that maybe you'll sweep upstairs and a fall downstairs and they'll meet together, or else no, from upstairs or downstairs we're not afraid? Then bayis v'achsadre. What about the inside of the house and you have an outside porch, a chatzis zayis inside, a chatzis zayis outside?" Again, are we afraid maybe you'll come inside or not? Mao. Shnei batim zelifnim mizeh. What about you have two houses? One inside the other one. You go into one apartment, then you go into the next apartment. This is more shchiach, because mamash on the same level, and they're both used for living. Maybe here we are afraid. The more still, mao, teiku. These things blind by yeshayla. Are you afraid that maybe these two pieces of dough will get together to make a kezayit that is a chiyav beer, or else we're not afraid? So the more blind by teiku. Tana Rabbanim, we're in a brace like this. Hapas Shivsha. We have this bread, Shivsha, that became spoiled. Is Venifsla Melecholodim. And a person, a man, would not eat it. Abavia Kelev Yochol Yochlo. But a Kelev could still eat it. Notice it's not that spoiled yet. For Kelevim, dogs could still eat it. Just a person would not eat it. That's how stale and old it is. Is Aloha Metamatum Asaychlin. It's still Mekabutumo. And if it had tumah from before, it's still tummy. It's matam, it's all, still has a shame oichel. Hey, nageyat ilchus tumah, when does the shame oichel go off it, the food go off it, if it's not roi for kelev to eat? Because the man of kelev could eat it, since at one time it was roi for nodim, so it was chal a shame oichel on it, the shame oichel does not go off it until it's not roi for kelev to eat. It's matam tumah oichel in the kebetza, the size of an egg, when it's refis imat mei be pesach. Even though it's true matayra, still you're allowed to burn it with Tumah Tameya on Pesach. So Rashi says, "Metama Tumah Seichlin Nechol Zeman Shirui LeKelev LePoka Teres Oichuminei." For this reference, Sima Tameya BePesach Im Truma Tori. If this is Truma Tori, the Chiv on the Leichaz LeYodim. Since a person will not eat this anymore, therefore Mutal LeTama BYodayim. You're allowed to be Metama this Truma BYodayim because it's not edible. People don't eat it. So Rashi says it even goes. The Afilu Reb Yosi, the Yom of Perakama, that you're not allowed to zuliyatim zuliyatzma. If you have truma tamei with truma Torah, but that's only because they're both edible. But here that the truma is not edible, there's no chiv shmir on it anymore. Senech nami, you could burn it together with truma tamei mamish. So Rabbi Shum Reb Nosson Amru, they said over the name of Reb Nosson, Eina mitam. You also know. Once this oichel, this food, is not roi teeth for an odom, it's poka the shem oichel, it's not makabel tumer anymore. It goes off the shem tumer once it's not roi lachila. Even though a kelev could still eat it, it's not called an oichel. So the Gemara commands lohod et nan. Who does it go like? That's how we learned. Klal lomru b'tyrus is the klal that was said about tyrus. Kol ham yuchad loichel odom. Anytime you have a food that's oimit for an odom teeth, it had a shem oichel at the beginning, tumei, and it became tumei. If the tumah still stays on it, until this piece of food becomes not edible for a kelev. But calls the man a kelev could eat it, it could be makabel tumah because it's still called an eichel. Is command the like Rabbi Nosson? This does not call like Rabbi Nosson, because Rabbi Nosson just said no, that even from makabel tumah, it's totally if a person could eat it or not. If a person cannot eat it, that's the shia when it's potter goes off the shem eichel, and therefore the tumah's eichel is totally what's called an eichel, what's not called an eichel. Tana Rabbanim went in a brace like this. Arevo havdanim. That's the pan that they make their skin in. When you want to make skin, to work over skin, to make them to belt the leather, you soak it in a pan. Is shenosn l'teicha kemach. They put flour into this pan. Is teich shloishu yomim. If you did it 3 days within the last 3 days, it's 3 days before Pesach, is chayev levayer. If the flour you put in this, the flour becomes chometz. So it's not there more than 3 days before Pesach. We say it's still like chometz, still edible. And you have a chiyah to mevayir it. Koidim shloisha yomim. If you put it in there before 3 days before Pesach, so within 3 days it gets so spoiled, ain't a chayv levayir. Then you don't have to be mevayir, get rid of it, because it's the poka, the shem oichel. It's not edible at all. The Rashi says, toich shloisha yomim lepesach. Is nosan kemach letoicha, you put flour inside the adayin, shem chametz le, it's still called chametz. Hukashiboa pesach, chayv levayir. Tafilu hoya boiris, even if there's skin there, still, you have to be mevayev if it's within 3 days. That's the first man yom. Omer Reb Nosson says like this: Ba'amei devar ma'murim. When is this said? The difference between 3 days and not 3 days? Da'afka shle Nosson l'teichi oris. If you do not have the skin in there, you do not have the leather there. Avu Nosson l'teichi oris. Let's say when you soak in the water, you put the flour in this water, but you also have the skin in it. Afilu teich shloisha. Even if it's within 3 days from Pesach, still ain't a chayiv levayu. Do not have to destroy it. Hey, since there's leather there, the leather makes it that the chametz is so not edible. It's not called chametz. So therefore, you do not have to destroy it. Rashi says, "Loinos l'teichli oris modim l'chod the teich shloishu yomim chayiv levayu v'yachas shloishu yom loinos loy shneskal klam reicha kli." If you don't have skin in it, then it's totally in 3 days. If you put it in there 3 days before Pesach, the smell of the kli makes it so bad that it's not spoke of the shem oichel. Avonos no teichli oiris bekemach bit limiteres chametz. But if you put some skin in there, then you have the flour in there. It's mavatla, doesn't have a shem chametz to it. Afil teich yidchayit. The Gemara says Omar Rava halacha k'Rabbi Nosson. We pass along Rabbi Nosson that if you have skin in it, you don't have to even revire it. And afilu yemechet, even one day, v'afilu shuachas, even 1 hour. There's mamish, as soon as you put the flour in there, as long as there's skin there, then the skin makes it that it's not edible and it's poka the shem oichel, like never got a shem chametz to it. So if you don't have to worry, you do not have to even revire it before Pesach. So the word says weiter v'chein linyan tumah. The same halacha applies to geit tumah. If the kli is tamei and you have a chatzitza, something's on it, you have to take it off before you toivel it. So what the Mishnah says in makbid olav chaitzis, if you have this piece of a dough stuck to the kneading pin, so if you makbid olav, you can eventually take it off the kli, then it's chaitzis. V'yimreitzah b'kiyumei. But let's say you want this piece of dough to stay continuously, to stay on the kli, you want it to be there. Hareyu kareva. Then it's considered part like the kli. It's not called a chatzitza, and you are allowed to be toivel it. considered you wanted to stay in the kli, and that's called part of the kli, it's bought to the kli, so Melo, this is the kli now. So pshit, you can be tabled the way it is. For the Gemara Midomi, what's the sushto? Midomi Rashi Diktoni. The Mishnah says b'chein, the same halach of Ilchas Chametz for Pesach to be revired, to destroy it from your health before Pesach applies to Ilchas Chatzitza. Rashi, the kasher is Diktoni b'chein hosam gabi Pesach b'shurim b'kizayas apachas m'kizayas tal yimusam. By Pesach we said it depends on the size of the kli. If it's the kizayas, it's not bottle. If it's pachas m'kizayas, it is bottle. V'ochet tal yimusam b'kpeda. And here Ilchas Chatzitza, if the kli is tamei, and you want to know when you can be tabled in the mikvah, it's totally when you makpid on it. Leishna furtav, leishna tuva. It doesn't make enough mean if you have a little or if you have a lot. So what is the din say b'chein? That's Gemara's kasha. For the Gemara, ami dami, hosam bishur atali milsa vayuchas. Pesach is totally if you have a gazayas, less than a gazayas. Hocha b'kpeid atali milsa. But here by chatzitza, the question is it part of the kli or not? It depends if you're makpid or not. So Gemara says, Omer makpid means that you don't want it to be there. So even if it's less than a kezayis, but if you're makpid, you have das, you have in mind to take it off as soon as possible, you do not want it to stay there, we say it's not part of the kli, and it's called a chatzitza. So Omer Rav Yehuda, Eima olinyin tum ein okein. In Echlam, you have to be gur is different. That even though Vilchas Pesach, the beer chometz is totally on the size of the kli, if there's a kezayis, you have a chiyah to get rid of it. Less than a kezayis is bottled to the kli. Aber the ein okein, Vilchas tum is not that way. Vilchas tum, it depends. If you're makpid, if you don't want it to be there, or you don't care if it's there or not. Omulay Abaya, ho v'chein lin yutumma katani, no, the Mishnah Gefort says v'chein lin yutumma. How could you change the gears in the Mishnah? Elo Omer Abaya, Abaya answers like this, hochi koma. This is what our Mishnah means to say. V'chein lin yun tziruf tumma. B'Pesach. U'v'shah yimoysa shona. Here, like Rashi says, lin yun tziruf tumma. K'dem maforish. V'yozo. B'Pesach tal yimilsa b'shure. B'Pesach is totally in Uchashir. His lin yun tziruf tumma. Pesach v'shah yimoysa shona. Yeah, alright, we'll stop here. See you next time. Yeah, we're holding daf mem vov. Yeah, we just taught just less gemara again on daf mem hey on the base. Less gemara. The Mishnah says again, v'chein linyin tumma. That what? In makpid all of choytzeitz, if you have this dough that's stuck on this pan, this kneading pan, so it says if you're makpid, you want to take it off the pan, you don't want to stay there, is choytzeitz. Then it's not considered part of the kli, and if the kli is tummy, that you have to put it into the mikvah, it's called the chatzitza. There's something there between the kli and the water that you can't be tabled with the way it is, but you have to first take it off. But if you want this piece of dough to stay on the kli, then we say it's considered part of the kli, and then you do not have to take it off. It's not called the chatzitza. That's what the Mishnah says. Is it doima? Why does the Mishnah say b'chein? The same halacha that applies to chometz applies to chas tumam. Are they exactly the same? I think Mora has a kasha. They're not exactly the same. How does the Mishnah say b'chein? What's the kasha? For the Gemara, hosam bishur tal yimilsa. Heis by Pesach, we said it's totally in the shear. The Moshe, we have this dough stuck on the sides of the kli. We said it's totally. If there's a kezayis there, it's not bottle. You have to be mevayir it. If it's less than a kezayis, it's bottle to the kli. Sehilchas Pesach is totally bishurei. Mashenkin hocha b'kpeda tal yimilsa. V'hir v'hilchas tuma, if you want to be table this kli, it's totally this dough, whether you're makbid, that you don't want it to stay there, or whether you're not makbid, you want it to stay there. It doesn't make a difference how much dough you have, how big the shear is. So how does the Mishnah say v'chein? They both have the same dinim. They're two different shirim, two different sizes. One is totally in the kezayis and chatzi kezayis, and one is totally if the person is makbid or not makbid on it. And for the Gemara, Amar Rav Yehuda, Eimo linyan ha-tumma eino kein. They say, Enechlami, Hilchas Tumma has different halachon than Hilchas Pesach. By Pesach, it's totally if there's the kezayis or not, if you have a chiyah beer or not. Mashenk, if Hilchas Tumma, it's not totally in the shiur of the kezayis, but rather it's totally if the person is makbid or not. Omalei Abayis told Dr. Rav Yehuda, V'chein linyan tumma katoni. How could you change the Mishnah? The Mishnah says clearly, V'chein. The same halacha applies to Hilchas Tumma. Just like you have the shear by Pesach, you have the shear by Hilchas Tumma. So that's the kasha, l'chur, the two different halachas. One's totally in the kizayis and chatzizayis, and one is totally if a person's makpid or not.
So Gemara says, Elo Omer Abayim. Hochi Koma. This is what the Mishnah means to say. The Chayim.